Join Kristen Ace in conversations about shifting our perspective and being more connected in a conscious way with the earth, each other, and ourselves. Share in the laughter, light, and illumination of Good Vibrations.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Good Vibrations with Kristen. I'm excited you're here today. I have a very special guest. I have Diane Jackson, and she is an animal communicator and a healer. We know each other through the Laho Chi, which we both are channelers of healing energy. But today we're going to talk mostly about her skills as an animal communicator. Diane, you there? Welcome.
I'm there.
Yay! Thank you so much for coming on today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for asking.
So I think that there may be some people listening who don't really know what an animal communicator is. Do you want to explain that to us?
I will sort of give you my version of that.
Okay.
Because I really totally believe that everyone has the ability to do this. I don't think I'm special. It's a matter of putting your focus there. The animals are always open to communicating, as we know, and they really want to. They want to be heard very desperately. And so it's just a matter of kind of tuning into their station. And one of the ways that I learned to do this, because in the beginning I wasn't really sure that I was really hearing them, or
right.
if it was my imagination, and I
yes.
thought, oh, that's maybe not a good thing. But actually it was a good thing, because what I came to understand was that animal communication is about opening up your heart and opening up the right side of your brain, which is the feeling side, the intuitive side. And I was, in the beginning, sort of trying to do it with the thinking side, the cognitive side, the factual side. And one very, very close and wonderful friend of mine said one day, when I was struggling to talk with a cat, she said, well, why don't you just pretend that you're talking to the cat, and why don't you just make up what you think that cat would say to you? And that was like magic, because what that did was it took away the idea that I had to somehow figure this out.
Right.
And it turned on my intuitive right brain, because your left brain, when you start to talk about pretense and imagination, your left analytical brain goes, oh no, don't want anything to do with that. And so then you're tuned into the right station to receive the information.
Well, it's almost like, oh, and Gracie's barking because she agrees with you. This is my producer Megan's dog, who's with us at every podcast, and she's agreeing. It helps you get out of your own way then, in a way, don't you think, Diane?
Absolutely.
I'll tell you.
Well,
exactly. It's funny because you had a tutorial session with my daughter, and because my daughter is very, very interested in this and really wanted some wonderful tutelage, and I felt you were the best person to go to. So she spent that time with you on the phone, and the two of you talked, and later on, like a week later, she said, oh, Mommy, I have got to tell you something funny. She said, I was standing in here telling you all about, she's very interested right now in anime, which is Japanese cartooning.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, and I was telling you all about this, and all of a sudden, one of the cats, one of our six who was sitting in the room with her, said really loud in her head, oh my God, Miranda, you are so obsessed. And she said, and she said, Mommy, I know I heard it. And I said, oh, I know you did too, because we all know you're obsessed, honey, with this thing. But she didn't, you know, so she really literally heard that come from one of our cats. She didn't know which one it was, but she knew it was coming from one of the animals. And you had
that
helped
is so
her.
Wonderful.
It is, because you had helped her get out of her own way and really start to receive from within our own home.
And that is, it's so important to be playful with it.
But I'm imagining that people come to you for some very serious things.
Well, they do. And it's interesting, because the animals, since they don't have all of the ego concerns and things like that that we do, they are very clear about what the real issues are.
Mm.
And oftentimes, it reminds me actually of Caesar Milan, who, you know,
yes.
He'll always say, "It's the people."
Yes, I guess I know that is very true.
And the animals are the same way in terms of if someone says, "Oh, you know, my cat is not using the litter box correctly."
Right.
You know, and that will be their primary concern. But the cat will say, "Well, you know, there's a lot of chaos in the household, and mommy and daddy are arguing," or, you know, stuff like that. And I'm like, "Oh, my God." it's like, do I have to edit this or what? But it's like they're going to tell you the real truth about what's going on, and they're not going to censor anything ordinarily. Now, sometimes an animal will, if they feel like something will be too much for the person or something
right.
they're not ready to hear,
right.
they'll tell me, but they'll say, don't tell my mommy that or whatever.
Well, I was going to ask you if you've ever had to tell somebody something that they're not ready to hear.
Well, I have, and I have struggled with that in the past, and I will go to my celestial team, my angels and guides and teachers, and I will ask for guidance and say, okay, what is the correct thing to do here? Because I never want to edit what the animals say, and I do my very best to keep my personal filter out of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, they will say, "No, you need to say this."
Mm.
And so I do, and I just sort of grit my teeth and say, "Okay." But we have to believe that, you know, spirit works through the animals to deliver the messages. And just as with energy work, we are sort of the go-between, the facilitator, you know, the connection, the connecting
right.
rod is the way I look at it.
Right.
And so our job is to deliver the information, whether it's energetic or verbal or emotional, in the most efficacious way that we can, and that is our job.
Wow.
We take that on.
Right. That's right. Well, I remember, actually, that you delivered a message to me once that made me really sad. And clearly, my higher power knew that I was ready. And it was about the only cat who's ever left me willingly, you know, like not just transitioning, but a cat that I rescued and was with me for about a year and a half, and then just disappeared one day. And I knew as soon as he came home, he wasn't going to come back. And I went to you and first we thought he was, you know, lost. I don't really think animals get lost. I mean, maybe they do, but
I think you're right.
You know, they, mm-hmm. and ultimately what you ended up saying to me is, Lovey came to you and has left you to teach you about letting go. And I said, "Oh no, I don't want that lesson. I don't want that lesson." And I remember sobbing when I talked to you, and you were so gentle with me, but I understood, I knew it was true because I had put strict confines on his coming in and coming out for my own, out of my own fear.
Mm-hmm, right.
And that was a big year for me in letting go of a lot of things that I was afraid of. And it started with his leaving. So, I just, you know, and again, I just want to reiterate how gentle you were with me as I came to understand the truth of what was happening, as opposed to, "Oh my God, he's lost, he's gone, he's hurt."
Right.
No, he had a message for me.
And they are, as you know, Kristen, being as intuitive as you are, that animals are the most amazing teachers and healers, and they will hold up giant mirrors for us to look in, and sometimes we may not want to see that exactly, and we may not feel we're ready, but they're usually pretty good judges of that, and they will push the envelope for us
right.
because they want us to grow and expand and learn to be the best version of ourselves that we can be.
Well, do you also think that animals have are part of the divine plan to help us in our awakening because they are so separate from ego? Do you think that they have any roles in helping us become really more conscious and elevate our way of being on the earth and for the earth and for each other?
Oh, absolutely. I think there is no doubt about that. I think they come here with that divine purpose to show us what unconditional love is. In fact, I will tell you quickly, if I may, a story that was a profound moment for me with one of my own cats, who I call my holy cat, because he was a great master teacher. And this was probably 25 years ago when I first started to become more open to hearing the animals. And I was struggling to understand how to love God.
Mm.
I mean, this was a really deep question for me because,
right.
You know, we keep hearing, okay, well, we should love God. And I was talking to him about that and just very honestly bearing my soul and saying, I do honor God.
Mm.
And I totally believe in that divine presence.
That's right.
But how do you love something that you don't know and that you don't feel and that is not in your physical presence?
Right.
And I thought what he said to me, I mean, it just knocked me out, because he said, how much do you love me? How much do you feel the love for me? And I said, well, gosh, I can't even measure it. It's off the scale.
Right.
And he said, it is one and the same.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm crying just a little bit. Yes.
I was like, what? And he said, yes, when you love me, it is the same love
right.
for God, and it's the same love that God has for you.
Right. And then there's an understanding of the oneness of life from that very sentence.
Oh, I got it.
Right.
I got it. I really understood at that point. It was like, oh, that's what this unconditional love stuff is about.
Right.
And this cat brought it to me.
Yes, yes, exactly. Well, I have met so many animals in my life. I rescued animals for a long time and found them homes. And it seems to me that the animals who have come to stay with me always mirror something within myself that I am getting. I want to get to the next level on that emotion, that experience, that feeling, that oneness, whatever. They come in at whatever times, and I really feel at this point that they all have chosen me. I kept thinking I would choose them, but no, I don't think so. What's your thought on that?
You are so right.
Like you think, oh, I'm ready to get a cat, and then 5 million things fall through, and then there's only that one that shows up, and you're like, oh, that's the one I'm picking then, and really, no, that's the one who picked you.
So true. Yep.
Now, when you communicate with animals, do you need to see a picture? Can you just do it vibrationally? Can you do it off the cuff? Do you need time? How do you?
Well, the way I usually work is, needless to say, I do most of them remotely.
Right.
And I don't have to have a picture, but I love to see pictures of them because, for me, it really helps me feel the essence of the animal at a deeper level, but I don't have to have that. I can most often people send me their vital statistics, you know, like how old they are, a description, what are the questions you would like for me to ask, and I don't want people to give me too much information.
That's great.
Because I don't want it to, you know, evoke anything in me that is in any way going to prejudice the information or affect it in any way.
Right.
So I like to have people just give me the questions. Don't tell me what's going on. Just tell me what you'd like for me to ask. And most often I will do that through email, and then I will send the person a communication, and if the person likes, we can also speak on the phone. It just depends on whatever way they'd like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But normally, when I just start to think about the animal and I call them, and I ask their permission to speak to them, it's just like with healing work. You don't just put your hands on somebody and start doing something.
That's
without
right.
Permission.
Right, we must ask permission. That's right.
And so you honor the animal and ask their permission. I've never had one refuse yet. They're only too eager, and just are ecstatic that their voices will be heard.
Right.
And the other thing I will do too, if I will ask the animal if I do like an energetic scan of their bodies, like holographically,
mm-hmm.
and I feel for any energetic imbalances, and if the owner gives me permission, and they usually do, I will offer the animal some energetic healing work
right.
While I have them in my energetic space. So I will do that, and then I proceed on to the questions, and I just, my particular way of doing it is that I kind of hear them in my head,
mm-hmm.
and oftentimes they will also show me pictures of things.
Oh.
And I feel like I just kind of take dictation.
Right.
Once they start talking, I try to write really fast so that my logical mind doesn't have any opportunity to intervene.
Right. And say, hey, what does that mean? Or why are you doing that?
And
that's
so
not true.
Start trying to interpret, because sometimes you'll hear some really funny, weird, odd things, and if you stop to think, oh wait a minute, that sounds really weird, that couldn't be right, it's like then you know, whoops, you know, I've slipped into some place I don't want to be in
right,
my logical
right.
mind. So I try to go really quickly. In fact, I don't even know what I am writing most of the time until I totally finish and I go back and read it.
Well, it's interesting because you did a communication for me on one of my cats that was acting really funky. And I was like, oh, my God, all of a sudden he's just so weird. So I called you and booked a session. And the communication you came back with, I was halfway through reading it, and then I started sobbing. Because I kept saying, why does she keep talking? Why? And then I realized, and you said... And you had told me later, one of my animals who had transitioned was coming through my other cat. And I couldn't figure out, and midway through reading what was being communicated to me, I understood, oh my gosh, it's actually Midnight talking through Moonlight. And Moonlight
wow.
was saying, my friend Midnight is here. And as I was reading, I was like, why is Moonlight talking about Midnight? And then I realized... Oh, it's Midnight talking to me. And you had said to me, I actually started this communication 3 times. And it's important for my audience to hear this because Diane didn't know Midnight. Diane didn't know really anything about Midnight. And he kept coming in and Diane kept thinking, no, I'm trying to talk to Moonlight. I don't know why this Midnight keeps coming in. I must be making a mistake. And you stopped the communication 3 times until finally Midnight said, I'm talking to you and you must listen. And so you went, oh, all right. And
oh,
you,
that's right.
Yes, and you wrote
that.
Down
that
everything.
That's so cool.
Yes, and that's an example of you didn't know Midnight in my life because you didn't know me at the time that
that's
I had
right,
Midnight
yeah.
in my life. And so there's an example, and it's important for the audience to hear that for people who are like, I don't know, this seems really wild, I don't know if it's really happening. That communication that came through from an animal that Diane didn't know came through from an animal that I had and transitioned, you know, years before and had a clear message that I knew from how he was speaking that it was him because of our history.
Right.
And it, for me, and then later that day, I do want to tell everybody, just in case I was thinking it wasn't real, which I wasn't, I was driving my car. Some car pulled out in front of me, and you'll hear this. You'll hear me talk about this a lot, about these people who pull out in front of me with their weird licenses that are messages from God or from whoever. And in front of me, it was this car that had all those cat paws, those animal paws on them. You know, have you ever seen those cars? And the license plate said Midnight.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So just in case Midnight was like, just in case you are wondering if it really was me, which I wasn't because I knew, it was him. And
you
so
confirmation.
That's right. That's right. So just quickly, I just want to ask you a quick question. Do you feel my producer's two animals in this room with us right now? Is that something that you can pick up on vibrationally? Do you feel that, or do you need more time? Would you need more time to get their energetic pattern?
I could probably pick up a little bit on them. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I was just wondering.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, Megan wants to know.
Do you want me to give you any information about the doggy Woof who we just rescued?
About the what?
The dog she just rescued.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Just tell me his name and what he looks like.
Her name is Gracie. She's beautiful,
okay.
Black, long haired. She's a mix of a flat coated retriever, possibly Newfie because she's big.
Retriever and what else?
And a Newfoundland.
Yeah, black.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, flat.
Big dog?
Yeah, she's big.
And how old?
About 5 years, a little over 5 years old.
Okay. And what did you want to know?
Well, she came to us a few months ago in February, and we don't really know that much about her, and she seems to have some anxiety.
Seems?
And she's very, very, very attached to me, and I believe she is a long-time spiritual traveler companion of mine.
Yeah.
That is true.
And I also was seeing her in meditations before I saw her, and I was shocked that I actually saw her.
Yeah, it feels like she's been with you probably in many lifetimes. And this one, she is developing her skills as an intuitive.
Oh.
What you said to me.
That is interesting.
I'm like, okay.
All right, I got a doggy intuitive.
And she said, you are just the person to do that with.
That's true. That really is true. Megan, you know, you will absolutely help her move into that realm.
Well, I've been inspired listening to you two, and then I'll shut up. But I just have to say, I am so inspired about the way you said you got started by just sort of pretending and allow your mind to open up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try that.
It works.
I think it will. Yeah, I feel it, like something clicked. So thank you so much. I'm going to shut off my mic now, and thank you for talking to my Gracie, and I'll let you two chat.
I do want to say
she has a lot to teach you, and you have a lot to teach her.
Oh boy!
You're gonna have a long, wonderful relationship.
Oh, that's great. That's
and try some flower remedies with her for the anxiety.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I do have the Bach flower, the rescue remedy for sure.
Great.
I'll try some others. Thank you.
I do want to say one thing, Diane. You said you're not special, and I would like to vehemently disagree with that. I think you're extremely special. Because I pick up feelings from my animals, and certainly I'm in tune with them because I know them, and you know they are all rescues. But the communications that I have received from you have been profound, and I've known
thank you, Kristen.
So you are special. I just really need everyone who is listening to this right now to know that I agree that everyone can do this, but Diane is very special, and she's gifted in this realm. So.
Great honor and privilege, believe me.
Well, I think it's such a gift to all of us to have someone help us bridge that. It sometimes feels like a barrier when you want to know what's wrong with your animal, or you want to help somebody or something, and you have this conduit who is you, Diane, help us not only help our animals but help ourselves.
Very well said, Chris.
So I think we're wrapping up now, and okay. I would love for you to please give everyone your contact information.
Okay. Probably the easiest way to contact me is via email.
Mm-hmm.
And my email address is easy. It's my name, Diane, with one N, Jackson, 123, at nc.rr.com.
Okay, so Diane Jackson,
mm-hmm.
123.
At nc.rr.com. Would you like my phone number as well?
That's up to you, Diane. How do you, whatever.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, so go ahead with that.
It's 919-493-3830.
Great. So now everyone out there, you know how to reach out to Diane to communicate with your animals, to help yourselves, or to talk to Diane about a tutorial to help you unlock your own gift. Well, Diane, this has been very exciting, and I really want you to come back. I hope that you will, because I'm sure pretty soon I'm going to start getting questions and people who want to talk more with you or hear more about you. So
that would be awesome.
Oh, great, great. So
my pleasure.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it is my honor to have you on, and I will be connecting with you very soon.
Awesome.
Thank you, Diane.
All right, I love you.
I love you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for joining us for that really interesting and inspiring conversation with Diane Jackson, animal communicator extraordinaire, and I mean that. Please give me your thoughts, send me your experiences with your own animals, reach out to Diane. It is a true honor of mine to know her and to have worked with her and to continue to work with her. So thanks so much. Have a great day, whatever you're doing, and I'll hear from you soon. Bye.
To hear more great interviews and stories by Kristen, please visit goodvibrationswithkristen.com or find, like, and share Good Vibrations with Kristen on Facebook and tell Kristen about your inspiring stories.